Hello, everyone. Welcome to This Must Be the Place. I'm your host, Imogen J. Lister. We are here in Roncesvalles. It's a sunny Thursday afternoon, and I'm really excited about this guest this week. This is my pal, my friend, Jesse, who I know from the band Bends. I've had a great time working with Jesse, but also meeting him through mutual friends. And I'm really excited to talk about this song. We've got such a range of music today that's going to be so much fun to listen to and talk about and get into. If you guys don't know Bends, really, how did I describe them earlier? Really cool grunge rock stuff, which I think covers it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's broad. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we try to bend genres and, it's more of an experiment in music, I think.
That's so cool. That's mm-hmm. cool. How are you doing today?
Good. Tired, but stoked for this. Yeah.
Yeah. We're in it.
I'm on third coffee. We're gonna do this.
We're getting right into it. I hear you. I feel like the coffee hit earlier today and I was like, oh my God, I'm a little jittery. The ADHD brain during this conversation is going crazy.
Yeah, dude. I couldn't even fry an egg this morning, man. We're good to go.
Just struggling.
Jacked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a really cool description of Bends as like a project. Like, yeah, it is definitely like a little bit experimental. I feel like I go for grungy as a word to describe it, but there isn't really a specific genre.
Sometimes it's 90s. Sometimes it's heavy metal.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, you know, like we have a song coming out at the end of the month that's like I literally just wanted something that sounded like it would be on the OC soundtrack. And that's paired with like a cocaine cowboy song and a song about water slides. And
yeah,
so it's just gonna be, you know, it's just weird stuff.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like people are always headbanging at your shows. You never know if you're gonna get a mosh pit.
That's right.
Yeah,
but you know what, I don't love the mosh pits whenever they happen.
Really?
Yeah, we're a democracy. We just say like, hey, do we want a mosh pit when mm-hmm. it happens? And then we get people to shout and raise their hands if, you know, they do. And if they do, sick. If they don't, great.
Like,
you know, the people decided.
Yeah.
Not on us.
Wait, do you actually ask during a show?
Yeah, like when we wait for it to happen. And then if it happens, we'll just be like, okay, like, raise your hand or, you know, shout mm-hmm. if you guys want there to be a mosh pit. And then all the people who are moshing usually are like, yeah. And we're like, okay, then if you don't want a mosh pit,
mm-hmm.
then they'll be like, yeah. And usually that one wins because there's more people who are like, eh, yeah. And also the way our set list works, you can't mosh to every song. That would be just weird.
Very on and off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's okay. I feel like that's like
here I am pouring my heart out and you're moshing? That's crazy.
You came right into it. Yeah, Ben's music does get pretty like emotional for you, right?
I'm a sad guy, man. Like,
you gotta get into it.
Yeah. We all love emo too. We're all just a bunch of sad losers, man. So it's great. you gotta have the songs, you know?
Yeah. you're getting your emotions out on stage.
Yeah.
It's a
great
way to
sure.
process it.
Yeah. I don't think you can be true to yourself unless you're doing something like that, you know?
Yeah. Getting the feelings out. Yeah. Interesting.
Healy away from the feelies.
Yeah. So this set of songs, are they like very emotional for you?
There's some that are. Yeah, there's a couple. And then there's some that I wrote before, like the loss of a loved one or whatever, that now have like different meanings to me.
Interesting.
Even just like our angriest song has a lyric about a mother. And I'm like, oh, that means something different now, you know?
Because,
I don't know. It's just weird stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like definitely a lot of different, like processing of different
things. And so like, cool. You know, and you're like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you write something that's open to interpretation and you're interpreting it differently as the person who wrote it, I think that speaks volumes to, you know, just, I guess, artistry and being like, okay, I guess I did my job a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's a perspective I've never considered, that like you can totally, like I feel like every piece of art I try to make is like so intentional in what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And like, not saying that like your art isn't intentional, but just like being able to be flexible in how you perceive it is so important as well to like speak to an audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's very
thank
cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So the songs that we've picked for the podcast,
Yeah.
Do you know what they are?
Yeah, I know what they are. Yeah. I love these songs. Yeah. They're my favorite love songs. Yeah. I just wasn't sure. Yeah, this morning when you messaged me, I was like, I was torn between a Bob Dylan song and a Proto Martyr song, and I was like, now let's just go Proto Martyr. Someone will also pick that Bob Dylan song, you know? Because of Chalamet. People know about him now, so it's great.
Exactly. People know about him now.
Yeah, he's only getting big now. He's blown up. Check him out if you haven't heard of Bob Dylan. It's crazy stuff. He's out of this world.
Yeah. I guess real up and comer. I guess we've been living under a rock. There's this crazy guy. Yeah, Timothée Chalamet is actually...
blowing up.
The reason Bob Dylan exists is Timothée Chalamet.
That's right.
Okay, vibes. Let's get into the first song. I think that's okay. a great time to.
Yeah, let's do it.
First song me and Jesse are listening to is Blackberry Song by Kurt Vile.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous first pick.
Beautiful.
Beautiful song.
Yeah. It is really pretty.
Yeah, it's so pretty. Like you were saying, extremely ghostly, which like when you said that, I was like, oh my God, wait, yeah.
Yeah, there's like this piano line. And it, the weird thing about the song is it's recorded... one that like that loop is playing in one ear and the rest is in your other. Mm-hmm. So if you like listen to it at a bar, like it's just like you only hear, but yeah, there's like this creepy piano chord that like happens mm-hmm. every start of like the new phrase, and it's just like, ooh,
yeah, it's a little haunting.
I've really spent my time over analyzing this song, you know. I think it was my like it was on my iTunes top played back in university, so that was like 13-14 years ago. Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you like heard this?
Yeah, I do. I was living in Ottawa and it was so fucking miserable because of the snow and all that mm-hmm. stuff, and there's so many crows there and stuff. Like, it's very like it's just, I don't know,
Ottawa has a haunting vibe.
Yeah,
in the winter.
Ottawa in the winter can be a pretty dark place, and I was in a pretty dark place, and I found this song, and I think the song spoke a lot to me. Like, I was like, and then also like it was the first song I heard by this guy, by Kurt Vile, and that changed everything for me. Like, because I was doing like little finger picky mm-hmm. I was into like Bon Iver and yeah. fucking, you know, all those guys. Anyways, Kevin Morby, but yeah, Kurt Vile was my dude. I loved him.
Really spoke to you. Yeah. I didn't realize. Yeah, like I feel like, and the song's come with you so long then. Like,
yeah. No, I've loved this song forever. Yeah. Like, I still listen to the song all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the essentials, you know?
Yeah. Do you feel like it's, like, grown with you then? Like,
I think I have a better understanding of what it means, having been in love now and stuff like that, you know? When I was, like, 19, 18, I was like,
whatever.
Yeah. I don't love anyone.
Yeah. Tell me more about this like dark place.
No, I don't want to get into that. I mean, dude, everyone goes through it in university, you know, when you're like, hey, I'm not doing what I want to do. Like, I was in Ottawa. I was making music by myself. I was in a pretty shitty living situation, as most 19-year-olds are.
Especially in Ottawa.
Ottawa, I've seen, so I've seen miserable.
Housing, and it's kind of yikes. Yeah, housing.
And I wasn't making friends, really. It was my first year. I wasn't making friends. I was just doing music. And then, yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, it was just a dark, mm-hmm. dark time. And then I moved to Toronto, and life was sick.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like a year later, I was like, oh, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's funny how it flips like that. Yeah, and the song, so you said, like, sorry, my ADHD brain is going crazy right now. You said, like, as...
Yeah, we are two people with ADHD. So, like, anything... This is going to be off the rails sometimes, all right? Like, I'm going to warn you right now. Yeah, first song.
Yeah.
It's... we'll figure it out. Yeah.
All over the place. We're good. Got Poppy to keep us on track. She's here to keep track of time.
Thanks, Poppy. Poppy.
But... you said, like, as you've been in love, this song has grown. So, like grown on you, or, like, you understand?
No, it like, it grows with you. Like, I guess another thing, like, being, like, the way you interpret things, mm-hmm. you know? For me, I just thought it was, like, creepy and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, really understanding the lyrics and stuff. And, like, you know, as your life goes on and your experiences grow, you, like, you can kind of relate to being like selflessly, you know, there for somebody and like, you know, being someone's partner and what that means into like how you grow with people as well.
Like unconditionally.
And I feel like this song is about like watching people grow as well as you are growing. And, you know, come back around.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing.
That's that's so beautiful. Yeah, the like blackberry imagery is so cute. Yeah, like there's no other way to put it.
I don't know why the blackberry is the berry he chose, but I like all the lyrics about like coming back ripe and I guess surviving a winter and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting. Yeah,
like a blackberry adds to the hauntingness. I think if it was a strawberry, it wouldn't you know, it wouldn't hit the same. Raspberry,
blueberry,
none of it would hit the same.
Cranberries wouldn't make sense.
Who's just eating cranberries?
They're like growing water or whatever. Like, no. You need something in the ground.
Exactly. And it feels very like of the woods, this song, very like of nature, which I think is really like very true to a lot of like pure love songs that are so genuine.
Yeah, because it's natural.
Like it comes around the way it's supposed to.
It's an organic emotion, I think. Can't be faked.
You can try. But it doesn't work. As somebody who's who's been there.
Been there and done that. Oh, yeah.
It's rough.
Oops.
But... definitely oops. But yeah, like it's something that really just comes and goes, and like I'm looking at the lyrics right now and like my love for you floats free. It's so flowing. It's so chill. It's so chill. Do you still go back to this song now?
All the time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a safe place for me. I also had a really intense psychedelic trip with this song and an ex-partner of mine, and I started to have a really bad trip. And I just put this song on repeat and just like sat in my apartment, listened to it, just got through it with her. You know, it was like, it was a nice moment for us because we were like calming each other down. It's a very calming force, I find.
Yeah. So the song really has like been with
me for adventures.
Long time. And you said Kurt Vile you tend to go back to. I don't know much about Kurt Vile. Do you know?
Yeah. He's from Philly. He used to be in the War on Drugs. And then the War on Drugs blew up and he was also blowing up like his solo stuff. So he just like quit the band. The War on Drugs kind of blew up first though. Yeah, I don't know. He's on Matador. You know, he's friends with like Sonic Youth and Jay Mascus and all that stuff. It's very like old, like kind of like a 90s sound, but... mixed with like Americana and psychedelia and more modernized. Like he's a big gear snob, you know, he's got all the cool guitars. He's a freaking amazing guitar player.
Yeah
Good dude. Talented artist.
It's so cool. Or like, as much as like you didn't feature a Bob Dylan song, I can definitely feel like a connection to that energy.
And Springsteen as well, like he's got a lot of songs that are like very they're of that era.
In the writing, I hear the Springsteen, especially. In the lyrics. Is there anything else you want to mention about this song? I will keep talking about it.
No. I don't have anything else I want to say about this song. I just love this song.
It's a gorgeous song.
It's a beautiful love song.
Yeah. Was this, like, the first song that you thought of?
Yeah, right away.
Definitely that one.
It's like, oh, I can talk about this song. Yeah. It feels weird to talk about music, though. Like, to talk about specific songs and what they mean. Like, I don't know. I think this is very cool, Imogen. It's a good idea.
Wow, thank you.
I try. When I was telling, like, my bandmates, they were like, you're just going to go and talk about love songs? And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, you just know? Vibe.
It's gonna be that. And it's very cool. It's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I feel like there's so much emotion that comes out, and you've already expressed that with this song. Like, there's so much like love songs really speak to you.
Love songs speak to and you know, it brings passion out, I guess.
And like there's like a level of yearning that can come with them, and there's a level of just like like almost like a reassurance that can come from them too, like confidence in something.
Absolutely.
Which I think this song is definitely giving me like big like yearning vibes.
Yeah,
I get it. It reminds me a lot of Black Oak by Slaughter Beach Dog.
I don't know that one.
I'll have to send it to
you. Yeah, please. Really, because I would do anything to listen to songs like this.
Yeah. Do you listen to Slaughter Beach Dog at all?
No.
You know Modern Baseball?
Yes.
So same lead guy.
Okay.
It's his solo project.
Cool.
Yeah, but like way more like stripped back like this is. Like it's nice. Way more like
very I've always thought about doing something like this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, stripping everything back.
Fuck Ben's.
Dude, I quit. Right here on this podcast, all right? I'm done.
That's it. Go and do it.
We're donezo. Yeah. Get him on the phone.
I'll be sure to tell
him. Yeah, let him know.
That. Yeah.
Let him know.
They're going to hear it. Like,
what?
Got it. You're going to be like, you could never feel like this for several months.
Those guys are my best friends. Yeah. I can never. Love them so much.
I hear that. You guys have like such a good community vibe in everything you do. And I think like the fact that your music has so much like raw emotion, and like it has, like that connection has to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are my best friends. Yeah. You know? Yeah. We do everything together.
Yeah.
Like it's not, it's a brotherhood a little bit, you know, we're really there for one another and, you know, stuff like that.
Connected. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, we'll go into the next song.
Yeah, let's go to the next song.
This song, I feel like I felt more of like a Ben's vibe.
Yeah. I love parquet courts. And if I knew how to rip them off, I would.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I'm not as good as them, you know, I'm not enough fucking Texas in me, I guess. But yeah, they're just like, they're so sick.
Is it one of those songs that you wish you had written?
No, because it repeats itself too much. And I know that I, like having ADHD, would lose it. And I know that even if I was okay with it repeating itself, that my bandmates would be like, this is fucking boring. You need to fix yourself and adjust your attitude. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm just kidding. They wouldn't say that. No. But they would just like, you know, they'd be like, dude, we're not. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not looping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to listen to it. You said it's a long one.
It's a long, repetitive song, but the lyrics are really, I think it's really beautiful, and like the way it normalizes, like this song feels like you're in a relationship. That's what I like about this song, you know? It's a love song where it feels like, I guess like the mediocrity and like the everyday life is very like normalized, and like,
yeah.
I think it's really
neat. Do you think there's like a level of like security almost in the song? Or?
No, it's about fighting. It's about like arguing.
Okay, real.
But it's also really funny.
Yeah.
I think it's a funny song. Like I think he's got a sense of humor, the singer.
Fits the vibe.
It fits the vibe.
I love this interview.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we'll get into it. Yeah, let's listen.
Let's listen.
And we will listen to the whole thing because I'm determined to. So.
All right.
The second song we're listening to is Instant Disassembly by Parquet Courts. Sorry, we kind of talked over that song.
Yeah, that's
but okay. It was beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful song. I was reading the lyrics while we were we were chatting. No, that's A-okay.
I thought you listened to it, so I was like,
It's a good thing. No, like, I listened to, like, part of it on my way this morning. Need the microphone.
Well, you mean not all 7 minutes?
I was just, like, running around. I was like, oh, no.
How long is it, actually?
7 minutes. It's 7 minutes.
Oh, my God. That was a joke. Like, I was exaggerating. Holy shit. I was like exaggerating.
Actually, a full 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, you've just listened to it passively so much.
Yeah, I like this song.
It's beautiful, and like I think like the "can't breathe" at the end is like vital. Like it needs to repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to inhale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a straightforward lyric, but it gets this point across of like this like painful yearning.
Yeah, he's like. Yeah, he's sad that he made his partner sad.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the song. I don't. I'm not gonna have much to say about it. It just, yeah, it just feels like it. This song feels like a girlfriend. That's what I like about this song. It feels like, you know, you're like, oh man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so light and like airy, but there's like this pain to it.
Yeah.
And like this story.
Yeah, and it's about like how pathetic you are without them. You know.
Yeah.
Like. Making jokes about him being a baby.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
It feels like a girlfriend. That's a crazy
description. Yeah, it does, though. It feels like a relationship. Something modern, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's no nature in this one.
Yeah. Yeah. When you found this song, was there, like, a relationship that you tied it to? Or was it just, like...
I was in a relationship when I found this song, actually. And we both really liked this song. We lived together. It was cool. Like, yeah. She's chill.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, good vibe. Cool. Yeah.
One of those ones that you can put on, like, very quietly in the background. It makes, like, such a cozy energy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So cozy.
Very chill.
Yeah, I'd never listened to Parquet Courts before.
No?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh.
They're good.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I got to do a deep dive.
They've got, like, they've been a band for a long time, mm-hmm. and they have, like, a really big catalog. They were on Ellen.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember she liked one of their songs, so they were on Ellen.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, there's no way to listen to one of their albums without falling in love with, like, one of their songs. This one has a bunch of cool ones.
Mm-hmm.
Sunbathing Animal. They have one called Light Up Gold, though, and that just rips. Like, it's good. They have one song called Stoned and Starving, and it's such a, like, driver, and you're like... I love them. I think they're so good. Yeah, they're one of my favorites.
Yeah, what? Just to be point blank, like, what made you choose this song?
The fact that it does, like, yeah, like I said, like, it feels like a girlfriend. It feels like it's just, like, a modernized, kind of no bullshit way of looking at a relationship. Like, does he say the word love once in the song? No. You know, he's just like yeah, that's my lady, and it makes me sad when I hurt her feelings, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's just a nice sentiment. Mm-hmm. why overcomplicate that, you know?
Yeah. Have you found yourself in that position a lot, or
no,
like, occasionally?
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Everyone's an asshole, you know. Everyone can be an asshole.
Yeah,
I've been an asshole before, but yeah, no, I guess no. Yeah. I don't, like, relate. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess I can relate to the song. But, yeah. Like, I just find it poetically, like, very, very pretty.
Yeah. Are there, like, lyrics that stand out to you in this one specifically?
Yeah. I always like when he says, Mamacita!
It is so good.
Take from me what I stole. Oh, I get a look from you that strips me to a blank page of my soul. Like the left open window ignored. It cuts to my core when I see you cry. I like that. Yeah.
That's so... Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. That's really pretty.
Yeah. And it doesn't
really
sound...
good lyrically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a really good lyricist, Andrew Savage. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's really talented.
Yeah. A story is made through the lyrics here, I feel, a lot. But
yeah.
It's very dependent on the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You kept on saying it was, like, very looping, and it is, but...
Yeah, it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Just really good lyrics. It just tells a story.
Yeah.
They have a few songs like that, and I find, like, you know, it's 7 minutes long. I didn't even know that. I thought it was, like, 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, like, I feel like if you're just, like, actually actively listening to it or passively, it's, like... And when you're actively listening to it, it's like you get into what he's saying. Like, it's a lyric-driven song. It's not... They're not trying to be like, yo, check out how we play drums and bass and guitar. They're not trying to, like, rock out. They're just like, hey, here's something pretty raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like that speaks so much to, like, love songs in general are usually...
Yeah.
Pretty, like, lyric-based for the most part. Or at least for me, as I said this earlier today, like... For me, like, it's really about, like, analyzing the lyrics for me more than anything. And then, you know, you can take the music and the instruments and, like, pair it together and really
totally.
Analyze it. But I think, like, for me, it's, like, the lyrics and the story that's made through that a lot that I get into. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is just pretty. It is just, like you said, like a girlfriend.
Yeah. Feels like a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the deep yearning in it, I feel like, can only come out through... Like, I feel like there's, like... There's two ways you can approach yearning of just, like, dread and, like, really, really intense instrumentals, or you can like strip it all the way back. Mm-hmm. There's only those are the only two options when you're talking about like a deep, deep emotion.
Yeah.
It's just like all in or nothing.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm not going to say nothing because it's obviously extremely deep, but yeah, like it's definitely stripped back.
It's very stripped back. Yeah. 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 And they're really talented musicians and they decided not to show it off.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that.
Which is like sometimes says so much more. Do you have anything else you want to add? Or?
No. Okay. Check them out.
Check them out.
Yeah, you I will have I'll send you a couple tunes, actually. There's some songs I know that you would like, especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that. Mm-hmm. That'd be so cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a good time to move on.
Let's move on. Last song.
Last song. So our last song that me and Jesse are listening to is Ellen by Proto Martyr.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
I really had to read that one to make sure I was right. And here we go. Yeah.
Ellen by Proto Martyr.
Yeah. Good beautiful tune. Song.
Yeah.
Whoever
Ellen is, run to him, girl. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. She could, like, literally, if someone's writing a song like that about me.
I know.
Crazy.
Fuck.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah, like I was saying during the song, the build of it, I feel like, is so important. And then it, like, just disappears.
Fizzles out and then comes right back.
Yeah.
I wonder what made them choose that. Because I understand not taking it anywhere, just, like, building and building. And I like the way they did that. Mm-hmm. But also to just, like, go quiet and then just bring it back. It's just kind of interesting. I don't know. Just interesting musical choice.
I feel like within, like, the story of the song, like, this, like, I will wait for Ellen. Like, this, like, energy. It's very much, like, these thoughts of this person keep coming back. It's very cyclical in nature, whatever the influence this person has on.
For me, it reminds me... For me, I feel like he's, like, singing about, like, a moment in time, you know? And he's, like... waiting for this person to be good, and like, you know, it feels like a night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, there's something about it, especially that guitar line, like, yeah, that's a beautiful part. I love that song. Mm-hmm. That song feels like that part feels like love to me. I think it's really neat. I think it's really pretty.
Really pretty. Yeah, I think that's so interesting to say that it like feels like a moment in time. Like it feels like it's not necessarily just like a person, but it was a specific time with a person.
Yeah.
That you're like yearning for,
mm-hmm.
Which definitely like
yeah, you just said it better than I. That's what exactly what I meant, and you said it better than I could, right?
Yeah. I think like that's so. It's so like I've definitely had relationships where it's like, yeah, like I just miss everything about that time and that moment, like.
Yeah.
My like ex-boyfriend like summer 2019 where it was like we just started dating and it was like
it's always the best, right?
It's like it's summer, it's warm, he had a Jeep, we'd ride top down to the beach, like
that's
like
so
that's
fun.
The exact kind of moment that like I feel like you're yearning for that to come back.
Totally.
That comfort.
Yeah. And doesn't. Yeah. and you're waiting. Oh,
yeah.
God.
I mean, between this and like the first song, I feel like there's so much yearning in these. Yeah.
I like songs that drive, you know what I mean? Like I like songs that feel like that have like an urgency, you know, and it's like, no, I need this now sort of thing. I like songs like that. I feel like both those songs. Have that
definitely like somebody like you something. Need to listen to this now.
Mm-hmm.
that's cool. Does this song like have any sort of like specific yearning memories?
You know what, actually I've known this song ever since this album came out, I think, but actually when my mom passed away, I listened to this song a lot. I think I found comfort in just like safe music. Not safe music, but for some reason this album really stuck out for me because it was angry and then there were really like tender moments. And I feel like when you're grieving, that's kind of like what it is, you know. It's just you're pissed off, you're you miss them and you're sad and you're angry because there's nothing you could do and like whatever. And for me this album like really spoke true to that. It spoke true to the state of like politics as well at that time, you know, when Trump was running for a re-election and
like
2016, 2020? Like, no, this was like when I really got into this album. Okay. It was this past summer. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
But this song really sticks out to me because it's just like it gave me like a safe space to grieve. Yeah.
To process that like anger and everything. Yeah. Definitely. As somebody who doesn't really get angry that often, grief definitely brought that out of me in a way that I wasn't expecting. Yeah. Same.
I usually had my music was my outlet, and then I was like, oh no, I'm actually angry all the time. I'm an angry person, you know, or was, I guess. Yeah. Shout outs to therapy, yo, Martha.
Literally. Haley. Yes. Yeah. We need you guys.
I love you, Martha.
Yeah, honestly, huge shout out to Haley. Wouldn't be able to do the podcast without her. So. But yeah, no, like, I feel the same where I've like went back to specific albums. Like there's albums that I still listen to, kind of still in some level of early grief,
mm-hmm.
that I'm like, okay, yeah. like I go back to these.
When I was like biking through Japan, this was a big one for me as well. Like I just, I don't know. There's just something about that guitar line that like repeats itself and keeps building and stuff. There's something about it. It's got like a good, like feels like a heartbeat, you know, it's got a good pace. Mm-hmm. Feels like it picks up. It's, I don't know. There's something about it. Yeah. I just don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
There's such a good build. And, like, a build like that is perfect for, like, I can imagine, like, biking through, like, Japanese.
Yeah.
Like, Japanese countryside.
In nature.
Yeah.
You know, roaming through Tokyo. Just, yeah, it was great.
Beautiful. Beautiful moment. Yeah, like, how, I'm curious how, as someone who hasn't listened to the album, how does it fit into the album? Like,
it's the love song. It's the love song. Yeah, yeah. The rest are pretty angry, sometimes political, can be very like experimental with noise, and it's definitely like the love song of this album.
Yeah, as I was saying while we were listening to the song, I feel like this is the song where I actually hear like most of Ben's in it, where like you said, experimental noise.
Like we've been compared to them before. They're a lot bigger than we are. But,
some days.
I get it. Like the kind of like talky, you know, the half talk, half singing. Mm-hmm. Lots of like atmosphere, crazy little sounds.
Grungy atmosphere.
Grungy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. I want, like, I could talk about like grief shit all
I know
day.
I know please though
<don't.
laughs> no
come I'm just... up a few times, but like I get it, like there's always the songs that you go back to, and I think like having music for the anger is crazy because it's like you never know kind of like when it's gonna hit either.
Yeah,
like,
this is another one, like even in like not three months, but what am I saying, like even since, like, I heard the song before summer, fell in love with it. Yeah, like, this one has changed in my, like, in the way I perceive it so many times already. And I've only been, it hasn't even, I guess it's been, like, a year now that I've listened to this album and this song. And, like, it just keeps meaning different things. And, like, this is just what I love about music. Mm-hmm. Like, it just can mean something completely different at different stages in your life.
As it gets like perceived by different people and different groups. Yeah.
And you know, your own experiences.
Yeah. When you first heard it, how did it
hit? I had a shitty I really liked somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then that turned out being not so great. And we had to end things, and it was a bummer for me. I think it was a bummer for them as well. So it just kind of spoke to that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. So yeah, you know, heartbreak just makes you bummed. Bums you out.
It's always a little sad.
It's always a little sad.
Yeah. And I feel like that's like also like a whole thing of grief when you go through heartbreak.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're trying to like find a way.
Yeah.
Like an outlet.
I felt
for
like
it.
Also, yeah, like a lot of stuff was happening to me all at once. It was kind of like when it rains, it pours, sort of. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't great, but yeah, I listened to the song a lot when I grieved, and it feels uplifting in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to it a lot while I was traveling, and I still listen to the song a lot because It's on every freaking playlist that I listen to now. It's like your top songs 2024 or whatever. And you know, it's on my I started a playlist called Gaijin Chronicles, which was just like whatever I was listening to as I was like biking and traveling through Japan. I was like, oh, I'll save this. And it's like number 3 on it. So I hear it like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just love it. Just love the song. Still not sick of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was good to sit and listen through the whole 6 minutes here
yeah.
with me.
Yeah.
Now maybe we've breathed new life into it as mm-hmm. well. More yeah. new life. Yeah.
If like podcasting, if this is like something that I think about when I listen to the song, I'm actually going to be really upset. Yeah. You're like, fuck, no.
You don't want to think about me sitting here.
Yeah. Like, oh, this song used to mean so much. And now I'm podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a good conversation. Hopefully,
it's great. I'm being such an asshole. Yes, I love this. Yes. No, I this kid. Is very cool.
I kid. Like I said, such a deep desire, and I think like also like the idea of like waiting or wanting to be with someone, and also like this imagery that's like bigger than ourselves really comes mm-hmm. back to like everything you've been talking about with like the political scope and the grief and all this is just like it's like bigger than
yeah.
one person is
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And the song, like, I don't know the lyrics, like a figure of a comet in the sky, I'll tear it down, like this, you know, he I think the I don't know the singer's name. He's an interesting looking dude though.
Yeah.
But I feel like this song is like also like he's like, oh, these feelings are bigger than my body, you know? Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff
mm-hmm.
he's saying in the lyrical content speaks yeah. to that.
Which like as someone who knows like you know, like what they say about grief where it's like there's nowhere to put it. Like it's love with nowhere to go.
Yeah.
That it definitely
okay. Don't make me cry on a podcast.
I'm sorry.
Can we talk about something else? Let's talk about the appropriate short length for men while we're here.
I won't make you cry.
No, please don't. I don't need that.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say before I wrap this up?
No, maybe should I plug? I don't want to plug. Ah, fuck it. You should check out Ben's. Just check out Ben's. We do a thing.
Ben's at Ben's on
it's
Instagram.
Ben's Ben's. I think we'll have a single. We'll have two singles out by the time this is
coming out in a couple weeks. So
okay, we might have an EP out.
Yeah,
called Picking Daisies, and we're really proud of it. So yeah, it's definitely mm-hmm. you know there's something for there for
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah, yeah. These are like you guys are like. Hardest working guys I know.
Really? I feel like we don't work at all. I get so mad at them. I'm like, dude, we gotta go hard.
Okay, you're okay. Sorry, everyone else, but Jesse is the hardest working guy I know.
It's just funny to me. That's because they're always like, dude, we work so hard. And I'm like, no, we don't. You know, I'm like the outlier because I just want to play all day, and you know, and they're like, no, we have lives.
There's shit to do. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really kind of you to say. I appreciate that you were verifying. You were just giving them the verification
them.
that they needed, and probably for myself to hear.
Yeah, it's been a great time.
Yeah,
Jesse.
This
it's
has
been
awesome.
Really fun. It's been really fun. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Of course. Drop a subscription to This Must Be the Place pod wherever you're getting your podcasts. Leave a comment, leave a review. We'd love to hear what guests you want me to have on, Toronto musicians, other musicians, anyone around. I'd love to talk to them and talk to them about their favorite love songs and music. Stay up to date with new episode on our Instagram at This Must Be the Place pod, and be sure to subscribe to the newsletter. It's the best way to get all of the music and the podcast all in one place. And we'll be sending updates through the newsletter as they come up. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Lots of love. We'll chat soon. Bye.